Okay, so you want to launch a mobile app.
You've come to the right place.
We're going to take a deep dive today into all the things you need to think about.
Before, during, and after,
Right.
you actually launch that app.
You've given us a ton of material.
There's a lot to unpack here.
So we're going to try to find the most important stuff
Really boil it down.
to make sure that your app.
Is a success.
Exactly.
I think one thing that really struck me going through all this material
Yeah.
is just how important
Yeah.
that pre-launch planning is.
Pre-launch planning.
Like,
Everybody says pre-launch planning is important, but
right.
what does that actually mean?
What are we really talking about?
Right.
So much more than
Yeah.
just, getting the app ready.
Yeah.
It's really about laying the foundation
I see.
for success.
Okay.
And a big part of that is
Go ahead.
understanding your target audience. Who are you building this app for?
Right.
What are their needs? What are their pain points?
Yeah.
And how is your app going to solve those problems?
Got it.
And then I think something that's really important
Okay.
is nailing down your core value proposition.
Core value proposition.
What is it that your app offers
Right.
that's unique
All
and
right.
valuable to
Yeah. Like,
users?
what's the big idea? Yeah.
Exactly.
What's that elevator pitch
The elevator
for
pitch.
your app? You
Exactly.
know, what's that one sentence that's going to make somebody say,
Yeah.
I need to download that?
I need this
Yeah.
right now.
Okay. So we've got this core value proposition. We know who our target audience is.
Yes.
How does that tie into the pre-launch marketing?
So pre-launch marketing,
Yeah.
that's where you start to build that buzz. You start to get people excited about your app
Okay.
even before it's available.
So, like, what kind of things are we talking about here?
So there's a lot of different tactics you can use.
Okay.
Social media is huge. Create a strong social media presence.
Yeah.
Start sharing teasers,
Okay.
screenshots,
Yeah.
behind the scenes content.
I like it.
Build up that anticipation.
Yeah.
You can also create a landing page for your app.
Okay.
Capture email addresses,
Yeah.
start building an email list.
Get those early adopters. What's up?
Exactly. And then another really effective tactic
Yeah.
is to offer early access to a select group of users.
Ooh, like a beta program.
Yeah, a beta
You
program.
like that?
Get feedback.
Yeah.
Refine your app.
You get some testimonials.
Testimonials.
Yeah. Social
All
proof.
that good stuff.
Yeah.
So thinking about marketing,
Yeah.
we've got to think about App Store optimization.
ASO.
And
ASO.
absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
This is all about making sure your app is visible,
Right, yeah.
discoverable
Okay.
in the App Store.
Because there are millions of apps out there.
Millions.
Yeah.
So you've got to stand out.
Right.
And ASO is how you do that.
So how do we stand out then?
Well, there are a lot of different factors that go into ASO.
Okay.
Keywords are huge.
Yeah.
You need to research the right keywords that people are using to search for apps like yours
Okay.
and use those keywords in your app title, your
Yeah.
app description.
Got it.
But it's not just about keywords.
Okay.
Your app icon
Yeah.
needs to be eye-catching.
Makes sense.
Your screenshots
Right.
need to showcase the best features of your app,
Okay.
and even your app's rating and reviews
Yeah.
play a role in ASO.
Huge.
So it's really a holistic approach.
Wow. Okay. So
Yeah.
it's more than just throwing some keywords in there.
Much more.
Okay. So we've got our app.
Yes.
It's ready to launch. We've done all this great marketing. We've
Right.
optimized our app store listing.
Yes.
How do we actually get users to download the app?
That's where user acquisition comes in.
User
And
acquisition.
there are a ton of different strategies.
Oh, yeah.
Paid advertising is one option. You can run ads on social media, search engines, other apps.
Makes sense.
You can also do influencer marketing.
Right. We talked about that a
Oh,
little
yeah.
bit with the pre-launch stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then there's content marketing.
Okay.
Create valuable content that attracts your target
And
audience.
like blog posts,
Blog posts and
videos.
that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And then I think one of the most effective strategies
Yeah.
is to leverage your existing users.
Okay.
You know, encourage them to spread the word, offer referral bonuses,
Got it.
run contests,
Yeah.
really tap into that network.
So it sounds like there's no one right answer to
Right.
user acquisition.
It's really about
Yeah.
finding what works best
Okay.
for your app
Yeah.
and for your target audience
And for your budget.
and your budget, of course.
Right.
Because, you know, not all these strategies
Yeah.
are created equal. Yeah.
Some are going to be more expensive than others.
Makes sense.
Some are going to be more effective than others.
Right.
So it's really about experimenting, yeah. tracking your results.
Seeing what works.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Yeah. So we've covered a lot of ground here.
We have.
Pre-launch planning.
Marketing, ASO.
User acquisition.
It's a lot to think about.
It is.
But I think the key takeaway here
yeah.
is that launching a successful mobile app
mm-hmm.
is not just about building a great app.
Right.
It's about understanding the market.
Yes.
Your target audience.
The app stores.
The whole ecosystem.
The whole thing.
It's
yeah.
all connected.
So for you listening out there.
Yeah.
If you're thinking about launching a mobile app.
Uh-huh.
Don't underestimate the importance
right.
of all these different pieces.
They all work together.
They do. Yeah. To drive success.
And don't forget
yes.
that even after you launch,
right.
the work doesn't stop there.
It never stops.
You've got to constantly be iterating.
Yes.
Improving your app.
Analyzing your data.
Listening to your users.
Absolutely.
So
yeah.
good luck out there.
Good luck.
We're rooting for you.
We are.
And we'll see you next time.
See you later.
For another deep dive.
Bye.
Bye.